This is Dale Connolly reporting. Here at the turn of the millennium, the air is just thick with anticipation. Strange things are afoot. In fact, we're going to go live now to Grover's Mill, New Jersey, for a special report from our correspondent, Bud Buck.
It's Buck here at Grover's Mill, New Jersey. The world's media have gathered in a farmer's field where a giant cylindrical object has buried itself in the dirt. I'd say it's about 20 feet in diameter, a gleaming metallic color, steel perhaps. And I don't know if you can hear, but there's a faint humming sound from the cylinder. No one has come very close to the object, as near as anyone, maybe 30 feet away. We don't know how it got here or what purpose it serves. Many are supposing it has some connection to Y2K. With me is Associate Professor of Mob Psychology, Wilfred Steed of Pandarin College. Professor, what do you make of this?
It seems to be an effective, if overused, metaphor representing a menacing, unknown something or other.
It's a metaphor?
Representative of an idea, other than itself.
And overused?
Certainly. Look at it. It's highly technological, clean in its lines and appearance, like the obelisk in the film 2001. Soothing, really. But inside, full of confusion and terror, is my guess. H.G. Wells used it in War of the Worlds. His fat nephew Orson used it again, almost exactly like this in the famous 1939 radio broadcast of that very same story.
And that story happened in Grover's Mill, New Jersey.
Yes.
And then the reporters in that story were standing in a farmer's field just like this one, around a giant cylinder just like this, but an alien machine popped out and fried them all to a crisp.
They should have known. It was telegraphed in the first 30 seconds of the script. But large numbers of unsophisticated listeners fell for it and thought a bit of drama was really an invasion. It really was one of our most gullible moments, nationally.
But we're smarter than that today, aren't we?
Perhaps. Surveys show that the majority of American people by far think Y2K is a big zero.
And that means we have learned something in the century just past. The experience of the War of the Worlds broadcast in 1939 has taught us to be wary of alarmists.
Indeed. And yet...
And yet, Professor?
Here we are, out in this field. If there's nothing to fear...
Why are we here? Why are we doing this right now?
Exactly.
What do you think it is?
I think... Brace yourself, Mr. Buck.
Yes?
I think we don't believe ourselves when we say we don't think there's anything to worry about. Because I believe we think there is something to worry about. Something big. And while we say we don't expect it, I think inside, we do.
So inside this huge cylinder...
We'll find out in a minute the top is beginning to come off.
There seems to be a bright light coming from inside the cylinder. It's pulsating. What is it, Professor?
I can't tell.
Is it real or another metaphor?
If a metaphor is strong enough, Mr. Buck, it can be more real than the reality it represents.
I have no idea what you mean by that, Professor.
A social calamity needs a symbol, Mr. Buck. Perhaps this is ours.
So, is this Y2K? Or is it simply our fear of Y2K?
Does it matter when either can destroy us?